crocodilo y omitió tu gallina.
The Luo, a Nilotic-speaking group who are believed to have originated from Sudan and are now settled around the Lake Victoria Basin in Kenya and northern Tanzania. More than 4 million strong, the Luo constitute the fourth largest ethnic group in Kenya, according to a 2019 census conducted by the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics. Polygamy and wife inheritance are customary practices accepted among the Luo.
Wife inheritance was meant to, now, for the sake of continuity of the name of the departed.
Mm-hmm.
If, for example, the person dies,
mm-hmm.
and he leaves a young woman there, maybe a mother of one. Number one, mm-hmm. that woman need not to go back. Yes. Going back to your patrimonial home was a sin in the past. Yes.
Okay.
Then, mm-hmm. so that means to secure the position of the departed, there was somebody to come in. Come in and give birth to children who will be named after the departed, not you. So that means if I inherit the my brother's wife, the children whom I give birth to with that woman mm-hmm. will be named after my, and they are considered not my as my children, but as the children of the departed.
A widowed woman who remains single is believed to be a sign of bad omen in society. She is associated with death. A man's funeral rites among the Luo are considered incomplete until his widow has been inherited. This traditional practice requires her to remarry or at least be cleansed through sexual intercourse with a brother or a close relative of the deceased. If she refuses, she is confined to a home and prevented from visiting her neighbor's home until she gives in to the cleansing rite. Once a wife is inherited by the late husband's brother, they both live together as husband and wife, and they can have new children. The children of the inherited mother are attributed to her late husband.
Wan kaka joluo wasebedo gi timni mar tero chola chakre ndalo mekwerewa. En tim ma wasebedo go to onego wa preserve tradition marwa kaka joluo.
We meet Anyango, not her real name. Anyango has been widowed for the last 10 years. She's among many women here in Homa Bay County who refuse the Luo customary practice of wife inheritance.
An chwora notho higni apar mokalo. Atuong ka ni chiliel. Owadgi chwora ne dwaro mondo kenda to natamra. Nikech chike mag joluo wacho ni ka chwori otho, nyaka owadgi chwori kawi mondo kendi mondo to continue the generation. But I refused. Kana tambra ne griemba dala giduoka dhidak kod korwa. To onge ngata kata nyithindo kata jomadongo madu associate koda.
Watoto, marafiki na majirani wamekataa kunisonge kwa sababu wanasema mimi nitaleta kifu kwa village yote. Ndio maana bado naishi kwetu paka wa sasa.
Widows who are inherited for the purpose of fulfilling cultural obligation have a higher prevalence of HIV compared to those who remain uninherited. Wife inheritance leads to abandonment of children and breakage of families.
Unajua mila hiko, kama wakuridhi wewe, na uko na watoto. Bile niko na kijana, niko na wasijana. Siku ingine, kijana anayesahaga, na awataridhi bibi yake, kwa sababu hako fanya hibo. Sasa niliona maisha ya watoto, hawataendelea mzuri. Lazima nifuate sheria. Ae, faida sikuona. Ni shida tu kwa sababu kama mimi ndio nilikuwa ninamuosa, nampigia chakula. Sasa ingine anatoka huko akilewa. Anataka kutusi wewe, anaimba huko nje. Sasa aibu inasika, mimi nasema tu ai jamaa.
Bila winji duna, duwe kifujika, duwe nyamachuzi, duwe kifujika.
Widow cleansing and wife inheritance are among the Luo customary practices that have been practiced over decades. However, these cultural practices have threatened the survival of this community due to increased HIV infections. Reporting for Hubs Media Special Edition, I am Penina Akinyi.